What up, fuckers? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You're about to listen to a clip from our podcast, guys. We fucked the anti-slut-shaming podcast. And on this week's episode, we interview comedian Katie Boyle, and we get deep into family trauma.
Running away. You know, what is love? If you want to listen to the whole thing, head on over to apple.co/GWF.
So my parents broke up when I was five. And my mother was pretty violent. She's a very aggressive, not mentally well person. So I stayed with her till I was 18, and then I cut her out. And I have a great relationship with my father. But kind of went through war together. So
yeah,
wow. He's more like a big brother than a dad, for sure.
Did anybody... So you would see violence on your mom's part towards you, towards your dad?
Yeah, towards both of us. My dad would lock us in the bathroom to get away from her. And she would just throw herself up against the bathroom.
Oh my God. That's some mommy dearest shit.
Yeah, it's pretty mental.
Did he ever explain it to you? Like, this isn't normal.
Yeah, he... He one time... And I remember this. And he's retold it to me since as well. But he had me sitting on the toilet seat while she was, like, banging up against the door. And he was smoking a cigarette. And he was like, I hope you're learning how not to behave.
Okay. That's not really explaining it.
Well, it was great. It really was great because over the years, she's done some stuff and I would see stuff like fights with friends or with her job or with her family and things she did to me. And I always thought, this isn't how you should behave. So right. I feel like I've modeled my personality off being the opposite of
her. Yeah, that's true. Because I think one of the reasons I said is you were coming in like, oh, I'm going through shit. So I'm probably just going to ask you about how you cut your mom off and how was it for you? Realizing that my mom was just a complete narcissist. And it's like, the hardest part you need to realize is that she never loved you. Because that's not what love is. So it's like, ooh, that's a good... It's sad, but it's also, oh, okay, flip the switch, and that's not the acceptable behavior. So it seems like you were taught pretty early on then, that's not how to behave, but also that's not a loving mother.
Yeah, the love thing is weird, because I've dated a lot of men who are like my mother, and I think it's because I thought that's what love was.
Okay, so like abusive people?
Yeah, emotionally abusive, like literally where my friends or family have been like, we need to intervene, you're dating your mother.
Like wow. It's that bad, wow.
Yeah, like a couple of guys. But the past 2 years and the pandemic have been really good, because I've been like aware of it, and I'm trying to step away from it, and I've been dating much nicer guys, so... But it took me to be like, oh, this isn't love. I guess
you're repeating the same exact way of relating to somebody.
Yeah, like I had an ex and he checked my pulse to see if I was lying, and my friends were like,
what?
I know, they were like, that's crazy.
That's a fucking...
I've never even heard that.
That's like Robert De Niro in Meet the Parents.
That's a good way to put it.
Fucking insane.
And it was just one of the things he did. And the thing with it, I'm so... used to my mother, like she would have these like violent outbursts and like throw things, and I just would stay calm the whole time, and that's how I taught myself, because if you ever reacted, she would flip out more, so you kind of nearly won and it would be over quicker. So then with dating these guys, I'm just like easygoing with it, and I wasn't lying when he checked my pulse, so I was like whatever. And then when
it didn't dawn on you?
No, and I did a joke about it on stage, and my friends were like, that's really crazy. And then I told my dad, and he was like, you don't see it's crazy because that's stuff your mother would do.
Right.
And I was Katie. So
that's the normal. Yeah, because it's like the foundation that you were raised on. Yeah. So that's the normal. That's whatever that is normal.
And like, I would never do that to anybody, but it's just I have a high tolerance for it when it's done to me, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if you felt this way, but I'm one of the things I'm going through is I feel like a fucking insane person, but this whole time I was trying to fix myself. Like I got really into self-help and really into understanding behavioral patterns and what's normal and not, whatever. And then I realized this whole time I've been trying to fix me, and it wasn't me, it was her. It was my mom. I mean, obviously there's things that I do that I need to change, but I was working on the wrong thing. I need to actually cut her out. That's the...
Well, if you stay in a relationship with her, and I'm just presuming it's similar, and I've talked to a few other people who've had similar parents, and they feel guilty. It just really annoys me, because if you're with an abusive man, people will say break up with him. But when it's a parent, they're like,
point, yeah.
But it's your mother. Culture. You gotta love them. I felt crazy when I was with her, and the last 13 years, I've felt saner and saner each year, because... You're trying to have conversations with someone who's illogical. So there's no logic. So it makes you feel... I've had her say things like that I said that I didn't say. She's even done it on my podcast. Like, we've been spoken in 13 years and she said I said stuff on my podcast that I didn't say.
Yep.
So I'm like, well, this is great because this is proof. We can just play it back. Now, I haven't had a conversation with her. It was with my cousin. My cousin was like, did you just play? That's not what she said. you know? But it's like, having a conversation with people like that. It's like banging your head against the wall because you're not, it makes you feel
you
crazy.
You can't get through to the person. Yeah. And it's, my therapist has explained to me multiple times during every session that we have that a child is never going to face the music on the fact that a mom or dad can't take care of them. When you're a little kid, you're going to internalize it just because if you really accept that, you're going to die. Like, it's just not, you'll go insane as a child. Your psyche will break. So it's almost like to protect your psyche. And then when you get older, if you don't catch what has been happening the whole time, then your psyche is really going to break. And you're like, well, now we're in a pile of shit, huh?
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's nice as well, though, when you are an adult and you're like, oh, I was a kid.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're a kid, when you're able to look at it and go, oh my God, I would never treat my child like that, or I would never do that. Like, it's
crazy how it plays in your romantic life. It really fucks up who you're attracted to. And it doesn't, a lot of times it won't dawn on you until somebody will say, like, haha, that joke you did, that's not true, right? And you're like, well, it is true. And they're like, that's fucked up. And you're like, oh.
Yeah. And that was just one of many things he did. But, like, again, it's all similar stuff that my mother did. So, yeah, I'm so happy I caught her.
I mean, you said does she have mental illness, or?
I think so. She's never gone.
Not like undiagnosed, just, yeah.
It's undiagnosed. And I guess for like examples of what she would do is, well, she would fight about anything. You could say, I like green grass, and she'd be like, what do you mean I'm a terrible mother? So it's like,
yes, so she was always always throwing back at you that you think you're I'm a terrible mom, and pushing you to the point of you saying, actually, you're right. So let's all be in the matrix. You can explode and I'll leave.
Yeah, I used to actually dig my nails into my neck to stop myself reacting to her, just because I knew. But she would be like, stereotypical stuff of like, look what you made me do, or look how you made me. But like stuff like, 1 minute she'd be brushing her hair and like crying in the mirror over my father. Next minute she'd be like, let's laugh. Next minute she'd be screaming at me for breathing too loud while we're she'd make me sleep with her in her bed for years. Okay, so on and off. And then when I would sleep in the bed with her, she would wake me up every couple of hours saying that I was breathing too loud or was moving too much.
Holy
so I wouldn't
shit,
sleep
Katie.
A lot.
That's engulfing to the mat. Like that's extreme.
And it's just like an example. So I always try to think of examples for when people find out I don't speak to her, because, and not to rat her out either, because like,
sure.
But
being honest about an abusive situation is how other people realize that they're in abusive situations.
Yeah, or not even that. It's like people can't put themselves in your shoes because they have great parents. They can't relate. They can't understand. So I always have like these snippet of things where I'm like, I know this isn't normal. This isn't the way it should have been. Like, she did some really fucked up shit that I'm like
trying to guilt you.
It would be like, not even just guilt, but this one's, well, it's safe to say here, because she does listen to my podcast. She tried to get me cancelled and everything, even though we haven't spoken in 13.
Your mom tried to get you cancelled? Wow, she's a...
Yeah, well, it was her sister. She's also a bit mental. But they were like, oh, she said that she said that she was abused, and that makes people think sexual abuse, which it didn't. Me and Des talked about emotional abuse and how we both experienced it. And then Des was just like, this is ridiculous. He was like really upset about it.
Well, emotional abuse can sneak by you. One of the books that I was reading about this, because the click that I just had was because I'm reading these books about narcissistic mothers, and it's like a stranger author. Actually, she was from Ireland, the first one I was listening to. Just listing every single thing. And I'm like, well, they talked about a narcissistic mother's obsessed with their daughter's virginity.
Yeah.
And that's I mean,
same. Oh,
and then I look
so
back
funny.
At that, you know, my mom had asked me when I was 16 if I was a virgin in a restaurant. I did not even question that was a completely inappropriate thing to say to your child, let alone in public. Wouldn't even have crossed my mind. She got up, ran to the car, and I was like, okay, didn't talk to me. And so it's like they see you as an extension of them, and you are their doll. You're the daughter of a narcissistic mother is the mother's doll, not that's a child. So, true. So you have no sense of self.
That's so true. Because my mother would put like deodorant on me when I was like 8 and stuff when I didn't need it. Yeah, I remember this. But I remember my dad being upset because I had like a really bad chest infection. And when I visited him, he had to take me to the hospital. And he was like, and he was so.
The sweat wasn't getting out of your glands.
I don't know. I don't know if it was anything to do with deodorant, but it was more just that she would like dress me up and like try to put makeup on me when I was younger. Now I don't wear makeup at all, which is so funny. But and he was like upset because he was like,
wow, that's literally a doll. Like,
you're she's not looking after your actual health.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so it was Jesus, it's just like,
well, yeah, and it's culture is so interesting to me because I've been talking to a couple people that I'm working on some projects with, and they're younger. One of them's my age, one of them's younger than me, and one of the women is a different culture, a Latina culture, and she was saying that she thought it was her culture. I was telling her, hey, I need to take a break for like August. I'm just going to do me. This is why I'm making these. I'm just very upfront about what's going on to people. Like, just realizing my mom's a narcissist. Like, I trusted her and we were close. So, and then she starts telling me stories and I'm like, whoa, wait, your mom's bullying you. Wait, what the fuck? And then I would talk to somebody else about it and they're like, yo, my mom does that too. I'm like, hold on one second. It's like this cult, like, and a couple people thought, oh, I thought that was cultural that my mom was doing this. And it's interesting how culture makes you think, oh, you know, it gives it an excuse. And then you don't want to say anything negative about your mom, because one thing a lot of cultures have in common is the matriarch. You know, you just don't, you don't upset your mother. You don't disturb your mother. You don't.
Yeah, well, you're also attached as well, because like I remember my cousin saying like years later, she was like upset. Well, I came home one time and she was like, you know, do you want to come visit your mother? And I was like, no. Yeah. And she was like, why? And I told her snippets of like really things that I thought, you know, that I realized were actually like really bad. And she got upset and she started to cry and she was like, why didn't you tell us? And I was like, because nobody asked. I didn't know. How was I meant to? And like years later, you know, I have talked to my father about it and been like, you were the one person who knew. But he also was young, and if he had stayed there, I'm sure like she push him and be like, hit me.
Right. Like, sounds like it.
I think him doing 5 years was like a lot. And he, you know,
he's a veteran of war.
Yeah.
And so are you.
And if he hadn't met my stepmother, I wouldn't have seen what an actual, the way she is with my brothers and sisters. Like, it's amazing. So every second weekend I was like, oh, this is like, this is normal. So I can't imagine for people who don't have that. Like, I was very lucky.
Yeah, who made the decision for that you would live with your mom instead of your dad?
I don't know. I actually had a chat with my dad about it this last year, because my sister said something that made me think about it, and it was something I also never wanted to have that heavy conversation with my dad, because it's like, oh, I have one parent that I'm really close with.
Yeah.
But I do remember my mother, before I was 5, and going to a therapist and her saying, you have to say you want to live with me. You'll never see me again. You'll never see your grandmother again. I was very close to my grandmother. And the therapist asked me, they said, who do you want to live with? And I said, my mother. But I can't imagine that had any weight, but I thought for my whole life that it did. But now that I'm 30, I'm like, I don't think. But also, fathers in Ireland at the time didn't have much rights, because I do remember like being like 8 or 10 or 8, 9 or 10, and a lot of Irish men doing a protest in Ireland about the lack of rights they get after a divorce.
Wow.
So he might have not
nice
had
to know that they wanted the rights.
Yeah, definitely.
over custody rights.
They wanted more custody, at the time. But it's also like the women got everything. They got like great child benefits, the house, everything.
Like no question kind of thing.
My dad like paid for the house and she got everything. And like, that's fine. I was living in it, but it's like,
but you were being abused.
Yeah.
And you know, if it was physical abuse, someone would have been able to see that the bruises on your body and step in. But because it's emotional abuse, no one's going to know until somebody points it out to you years later. It's like,
but people,
what the
still
fuck?
Don't like, I remember that she was throwing plates around the place. She always did this, but she was screaming and like it was really insane. And it was so loud that a neighbor came in, and it was going on for about an hour, and he was like, what's going on? And he looked at me and she was like, tell him you said there was a mouse and it gave me a fright. And I was just like, yeah, there was a mouse. And he was like, okay. And that was it. So it's like,
Wow. So no one ever was like, Katie, are you okay?
I just don't think people want to, especially in Ireland, you stay, you kind of, you gossip, but people don't want to get involved in people's business.
Right.
Yeah.
What up, fuckers? We hope you love that excerpt from our interview with comedian Katie Boyle. If you want to hear the rest of the conversation, including stories about, you know, how to know that your mom's fucking Looney Tunes, head on over to apple.co/GWF. That's right. You can get a Luminary subscription on the Apple Store, Apple Podcasts app. That's apple.co/GWF.